Hello there, podcast listeners. This is Lindsay Price at the International Thespians Festival in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I am with
Ruth Wareham.
Ruth Wareham. And Ruth came up to our table the other day and introduced herself as the director of Emotional Baggage, which I'm always glad to meet directors who do this play because it has varying reactions. Tell us about why you chose it.
I definitely wanted something different. I wanted something that would challenge my students, especially with being required to go to District 1 at competitions. We're always looking for something that's a little unique that would, take people by surprise. Definitely did that. And I'm very focused on the process of doing a play, not just the final outcome. And I thought that this would be something that would be a very fun creative process to be a part of with my students.
It's a very different play. And tell people why.
Well, first of all, there's no dialogue, which makes it unique. The story is done through pantomime with a suggestion of use of music.
When you saw the script for the first time, did it freak you out?
Well, I had read a summary about it, so I knew what I was getting into. I definitely had to read it a few times. It's not something that's obvious that's self-explanatory. You know, when you have the dialogue there, it's, you know, things just kind of pop into your head, obviously. So, I could tell it was something different. I wouldn't say I was like scared. I was really actually, it intrigued me.
That's good.
I come from a dance background, so I thought this would be a neat opportunity to do some creative movement.
And what did the students think?
They were so excited about it. Even when I tried to give a synopsis of what our show is going to be for the next season at the previous end of the school year, and I could even just see the interest on their face when I said we were going to do that show. So they were very excited about it. I had so much interest in it that actually I triple cast the show.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had three different casts to pull from.
And did you do it? I know that sometimes when I see it, it's done in mask and sometimes in very out of this world makeup. How did you decide to do that?
We decided after a lot of thought and discussion, I wanted my kids to really be in on the decision making too. We decided to go with makeup. We wanted to, I didn't want to hide facial expressions, and because seeing what was just naturally happening in rehearsal, I wanted to enhance those reactions by using makeup.
So you went to your district and you had a, let's say, an interesting experience with your adjudicator.
Right.
What happened?
Well, I'm glad that they always do an oral response critique, and then you get all of the written sheets. And I'm glad that the person they chose to critique us in front of the audience loved the show. She was like, kudos to the cast and your director for taking a risk in doing this different production. But on the written critiques, one of the judges just did not get it, is the best way I can describe it.
And they said a very horrible thing, which when you first told me, I am still livid. And I went and told, I've been telling your story everywhere to the point where someone was actually going to go, they thought it happened here and they were going to go beat up someone. We're like, no. What did they say?
I can't remember exactly how they phrased it, but it was pretty much, I wondered why anyone would want to watch more than 5 minutes of this. That's coming, though, from a vocal coach. So, he probably just didn't.
Exactly.
I mean, especially when you're dealing with high schoolers, you know, and my biggest thing is take a risk, do something different. So what if it doesn't work?
We don't have to do Neil Simon like all the time. As much as I love Neil Simon,
right.
Maybe we don't have to do it. Like,
exactly.
Maybe we don't have to have, death of a, all the, you know, there's nothing wrong with those, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with going in a new direction. And then saying how great it is that they, you know, did it. Whether, even if it wasn't a successful production, you have to go, wow, I can't believe you did that.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, you're always trying to tell our kids to take risks. But then when you get comments like that, that's what makes them start to put up a wall and not want to
do it anymore.
Exactly. But I think, all of us, students included, realized that he was, basically, it was just ignorant.
Excellent. Well, I really want, when you came by, I really wanted to sort of have this little chat so that we can, you know, put it on our website and have other people who do emotional baggage, of which there are many interested. And you are not the first person, not the first show to have had that reaction.
Right.
It's always amazing about how some people are just not willing to take a risk. So for any of those future directors out there, what do you say about doing the show?
First of all, definitely do it. It's quite a learning experience. It's tons of fun. It's a great way to see a different side of performance from your students. It just really depends on whose eyes are watching, because we had people that came back to see the show because they loved it. And it's one of those things that's really left open for interpretation.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ruth, for talking to me. And this is Lindsay, and this is the Theater Folk Podcast, signing out.